Well, it's that time of year again where every other house turns their front lawn into an altar of witchcraft and death. We got gravestones, skeletons, bloody corpses, just all this casual neighborhood decor. Because nothing screams welcome home like a severed head by the mailbox. And you know, it's like any other time of the year you see a pentagram on someone's front door and you know something's a little bit off. But come October, it's the perfect way to spread holiday cheer. And by the way, heaven forbid if you don't get in on it and don't have a 12-foot demon on your porch, then you're being extra. You're the crazy one. You're brainwashed.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Carol Kornacki was back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, was a very famous former witch who used to run around telling about the perils and pitfalls of Halloween and this one day a year when the portal to hell opens up and allows all the demons and witchcraft. Yes.
I'm just picturing it opening up.
Just a bunch of Carol Kornackis, like Midwestern women.
With their, out of like a pothole. Yeah,
with their Laura Ashley dresses on, like, flying around.
That would be scary.
If you went to a Laura Ashley in the 80s, that was a portal to hell.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Many people excited that you're back in your chair.
Oh, good.
Many people.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're all excited that Chrissy's back in her chair. Many people.
I missed everyone.
Yeah, many people wrote in to say that it's good to have Chrissy back. A lot of people also give high praise to Tina.
She
did a great job.
Yes.
People enjoyed those episodes and said it's good to know that if Chrissy can't be there, that Tina can jump in. And I agree. It's always good to have a friend that you can call, because an episode with just me, probably not going to be very good. Probably not going to be very good.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
But maybe someday you'll hear a show with just me. And that
an additional show,
no commercial break going away. Brian's not leaving the commercial break, but I am working on a new project, and I'd like to announce it here. It's called After the Break.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
For the
because
first time.
No one else gives a shit. Yes, no one else gives a shit. It's not like I'm going to get a write-up in the Hollywood Reporter. But After the Break, I will take one issue, topic, person, whatever, and I will focus on it. I will do my homework. There will be actual facts that are researched and cited, and we will blend in a little bit of comedy. I think the tagline is going to be, if you like your curiosity with a bit of comedy, or your if you like your comedy with a bit of curiosity, or your curiosity with a bit more smartass, tune in after the break. So we'll break down one specific topic, like psychics, or hallucinogenic healing, or the kidnappings that are going on. Okay. Corey Feldman is one I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Flat Earthers, The Rise of the Podcast Bro, all that good stuff. So after the break, and we'll tell you more about that. I just wanted to make a small, short announcement. Keep your eye out for that. That will publish on Mondays. So then you'll get your Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday fill here of The Commercial Break.
Right.
And
The whole week.
There you go. Look at that. The whole week. What am I doing to myself? Why would I ever do that? Speaking of craziness, have you been keeping up with the Britney Spears drama?
Somewhat. I mean, there's always kind of some drama forming around. The only thing that I just saw was something about Kevin Federline.
There
saying,
you go.
Yeah. That things were dicey for a while. Or are they dicey now? Or what?
Yeah, great question, right? Because there was a lot of headlines that Kevin Federline has made. He's got a new book, a tell-all book.
Okay, so it is a new book.
I'm
but
sure.
It's something that happened back years ago, right?
He is
with
claiming in the book. Yeah, he's claiming a lot of stuff. But one of the things that's kind of the more shocking claims is Kevin is claiming in the book that Britney was using cocaine while breastfeeding the kids.
Whoa.
Which is like, when you're breastfeeding a kid, I don't know about any other mothers, but at least Astrid was like super cautious about anything she put in her body.
Yeah,
even like seafood she didn't want to eat for whatever reason, could possibly, I don't know, mercury or whatever. But she was super cautious. Now, Astrid doesn't do drugs, never done drugs, and she's not a big drinker, so she wasn't drinking. But, you know, doing cocaine while you're breastfeeding?
Yeah, that's
That's what Kevin claims, right. By the way. I'm not saying that's what happened. That's what Kevin claims. And it's not like Kevin Federline is known to be the most trustworthy source of information.
Well, then there's that.
Then there's that. But however, Kevin has raised the two children that they had together, him and Brittany. And by all accounts, those kids are turning out okay. They're not in front of the media all the time. Mm-hmm. Kevin doesn't parade them around. You know, I guess he's going to now to some degree to get promotion for his book. But it's not like in the last 10 years you've seen Kevin Federline dragging the kids around town, putting them in photo, you know, set up photo shoots for PR or publicity. Now, Kevin's probably got a pretty sweet gig. I would imagine Brittany pays him a lot of money every month.
I was about to say, yeah, I'm sure he has lots of help.
Yes.
He's had lots of help raising the kids. And who knows, too, because that dad of hers was very strict with things. So who knows if that was part of the deal, too. Like, you can't parade the kids
NDA,
around.
Yeah. Like an NDA. Like, you cannot disclose any information. You cannot do anything. But it seems like if that was, it's now either expired or Kevin doesn't fear that kind of retribution, because he's saying a lot now over the last couple of weeks. He had a sit down with ET where he said, I fear for my children. I fear that one day they're going to wake up and the news story is going to be that Britney's no longer here because what you see on social media, it's 10 times worse.
Okay.
And
it
he
does
might
look
know.
Unhinged, but
she looks unhinged.
Yeah.
She looks not well. She looks like a person who is sitting in her own mental health issues, and the only outlet is cutting these dance videos or in a bathroom when she's on a date. You know, I mean, she's like this weird stuff. Now, she could be trolling all of us. That could be a reality. None of us really knows what goes on in someone's head.
No.
And so I'm not claiming that Britney needs to be institutionalized or anything, but it seems like maybe there should be someone there or someone should step in. But the only person who could really step in would be her dad or her mom. And there's like so much drama.
No,
it's sad.
Yeah.
The whole situation is sad because there are children involved and they probably do want to have a relationship with their mother and they probably love her very much. And she is not there. She's not available. She's off in wherever she is, Hawaii or whatever.
Mexico or something.
Yeah, something like that. She built a house down in Mexico.
I think so.
In those dance videos, there's like dog poop in the background.
Oh,
there's
God.
Like junk everywhere.
I catch one of them every now and again, and I'm like, oh, there she is again. Okay. I'm not surprised anymore. But,
yeah.
You know, but maybe that is her. Like, there's two sides to every story.
Agreed.
And then there's the middle.
There's the truth.
There's the truth.
Yeah. There's his side, her side, and the truth.
And we know social media isn't like the truth teller.
No.
Either.
We're seeing 30 seconds of her day, right?
Yeah.
So we don't really know. But, and part of me does believe that she is trolling people with a lot of those posts. Mm-hmm. I think she's making herself look extra crazy to make fun of the fact that we all thought Britney was crazy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in fact, the conservatorship was dropped and seemingly vindicating her at some point. But there's part of me that might believe that while her dad certainly, I believe, was after some money, and I think he was trying to control her in a way, you know, he's kind of a controlling father in that sense. We all know that. We know that just from the stories we've heard that are true. But I also think maybe there's just a dad there that was trying to put the cat back in the bag, so to speak. Like, wow. She was out there as a young girl. We put her out there. Shit got fucked up. And now maybe I can protect her just a little bit, but I have to really protect her. I have to be like overprotective. They put cameras everywhere and body guys and all these people to help keep her in a place where she can be safe from herself and any harm that anybody else may want.
But maybe this is her, you know, kind of, you know how when you had those friends in high school, they weren't allowed to drink.
Yes.
They weren't allowed to go out. They weren't allowed to do anything. And then they got to college.
Fucking wilded
and,
out, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Went nuts. So maybe that's kind of what this is a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know either. But I just wanted
She's like, I'm free.
Yes.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes. Maybe she now is just like, I got my own house. I got my own things. Mm-hmm. I can let my dog shit in the background if I want to. It doesn't really fucking matter.
Yeah.
I'm me.
I've got somebody to clean that up.
Yeah. I've got 10 people to clean that up. It must not be. If it's a prison, it's not. It's a prison of gilded lilies, so to speak, in that sense. I mean, I don't know. Would I trade craziness for money? Like, would I be crazy and have money? If I could have money, but someone said you got to be crazy, would I do that? Probably.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah, I'd be crazy with money. Sure, why not?
Or, yeah. Show that you're crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
If someone said you got to make half-naked dance videos,
With you got to act crazy.
Two knives in your hand every day. You know, act crazy. But unlimited resources.
Right. All day long.
All day long.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I would do that. That is a trade-off I'd be willing to have. Yes. Why not? Speaking of bathroom, like, videos, and the reason why I think it's funny is because Brittany made a video at, like, a sushi place where she was claiming that the guy that she was with is an idiot or whatever.
Yeah, you were saying that.
But she's like in the bathroom of a public restaurant doing this, right? And then there is other people who have been pointing out that some people are taking bathroom selfies.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on for a while. We know somebody.
We know somebody who does this, who does this every fucking place she goes without fail. She travels to an airport. There's a bathroom selfie in the airport. Mm-hmm. She travels to a far-flung location. There's bathroom selfies in restaurants and clubs and hotels and bars and all these different places, always taking a bathroom fucking selfie.
Yeah.
A selfie in a public bathroom. And I'm not talking in a stall. In the public part of the bathroom.
Right, with the mirror.
With the mirror and people behind her and, you know, toilet paper on her feet. And like, it's a little bit disconcerting. Why is the bathroom the place to take the selfie?
The bathroom selfies has been going on for a while. Like, the Kardashians were doing it for a while. In their own beautiful bathrooms.
Of course.
Know? But, yeah, I think the bathroom selfie's been around.
Okay. Bathroom selfie in your own house, your hotel room, or a private bathroom that you have had access, that you have access to, understood. If as long as it's tastefully done, you're not showing the shitter or something like that. But why the public bathroom selfies? I cannot for the life of me understand why this girl does this. It drives me up a wall.
Yes,
it really
it does.
I want it. I'm not going to, but I want to say to her, what the fuck are you doing? Why? Why the bathroom? Show us where you're at. Show us the inside of the restaurant, the far-flung location, airplanes taking off behind you. There's so much more scenery than the fucking urinal! Well, not a urinal in her case. You get what I'm saying, all right? I don't get it. It doesn't matter how good you look. It really doesn't.
Well, they must be getting positive reinforcement from somewhere to keep doing it.
I think some people are just delusional enough to think they're getting positive reinforcement. Like, no news is good news kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, people love this. They love when I take a hot dump and then do a selfie. All I can smell when I look at those selfies is a fart.
Bathroom.
Yes, that's all I can smell. I don't know. It's like my mind, like, I see a picture of, apple pie on, I smell apple pie, right? Whenever I see those bathroom selfies, I smell the I-75 restroom south of Valdosta. That's what I smell. I don't know why. So it's not pleasant to me to look at those bathroom selfies because I'm like, oh God, it's got to smell terrible. I know it smells terrible in there. And here you are dolling yourself up, parading around for the world. You know, you're...
A lot of those high-end restaurants, though, have nice bathrooms, I have to say, with wonderful smells in them.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I've been in plenty of very nice bathrooms of very nice smells. You know, it's really the best smells in all the business, as far as I'm concerned.
What?
The Ritz-Carlton's.
Oh, the Ritz.
Yeah, they do have the best. That's the best in the business right there. And as far as, like, really high-traffic public bathrooms, Disney World. Disney World has some pretty good smelling bathrooms.
Oh, well, that's surprising, but good to know.
Well, they have like one attendant per bathroom three. Yeah, because I mean, on a busy day, you really got to keep up with that shit. No pun intended shit.
There's a sushi place here that has really nice smells.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I the other day that I thought to myself, wow, that's a nice smelling bathroom. I forgot where I was. It was like the kids' hair cuttery.
Oh.
And I walk in. And it's like,
it's a nice touch.
It is a nice touch to smell a nice bathroom.
Yes.
when I was working at McDonald's cleaning up all the shitters, not always the nicest smell.
No.
But I'll never forget that the guy who was managing the restaurant, the general manager at the time when I first started working there, and also Dino Venturi from the Trattoria, they both said the same thing. Our guests will judge us not on the food, not on the ambiance, and almost not on the customer service. If all those things are average, you know what the guests will judge us on? The cleanliness and the smell of the bathroom.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you are fucking out of your mind. But now I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also oftentimes judge a place by the cleanliness and the smell of the restroom.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thought, Brian. How we got here, I don't know. But that's okay. That's the nature of the commercial break. Okay, so.
Selfies, bathrooms.
Selfies, bathrooms. That's right. Halloween is coming up.
Yes, my one of my favorite times of the year. You know, I have my place all decorated.
I know you do. Yeah. We're collecting things around here too. Mm-hmm. The years have gone by, and we started collecting. The kids ask more and more for Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
And so we're doing our best to not get too caught up in all of it. You know, I don't want to spend $1,000 a year on Halloween decorations.
No, but that is the thing each year you can build.
We add one or two things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we add one or two things and they get very excited. And they are super excited about Halloween this year. Super excited.
So fun.
It is. I can understand it's a fun time and we've made it fun. Like my mom and dad did not make it fun for us. It was not like but also the time that I grew up, like Halloween was... It was coming into its own, right?
Uh-huh.
But I would say I was a little young then. I would say like peak Halloween is like 90s, early 2000s, right? For kids. Like we didn't have trunk or treat at my school. I think we got to dress up on Halloween.
Trunk or treat started happening after COVID, right? Or was it before COVID?
It was before COVID.
Really?
But it really blossomed during COVID because trunk or treat is when you go to a school and you park your car and you open up your trunk and the kids walk around. And grab candy. They trick or treat essentially in the trunks.
Cars and candy.
Yeah, I know. It's
Come
weird.
Come here, little kid.
Come here, little children.
To my
just
car.
A little closer.
To my trunk.
Inside.
Yes. Get in there real deep.
Get in my 1976 Wagoneer with a waterbed. Come closer. What? This is the community college? I thought it was trunk or treat day, girls. It's not community college softball, girls softball, trunk or treat. I must have had that wrong. I might have been a little young. I might have been a little old, actually. I might have missed the way.
Plus you were a hobo one year, and so.
A hobo one year, and then my mom repurposed the entire thing. I used the same suspenders and the same pants, and she put a cape on. And caked me in white makeup.
Uh-huh.
And then had blood, like, I had the fake
fangs.
Oh, you're
a vampire.
And she put blood down my chin.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But when I came home from school, half the white makeup had ended up on the cape.
Yes.
And so I just looked like a blotchy.
White makeup. Yeah. Any type of full face makeup is never just a good idea.
No, it wasn't a good idea then. It's not a good idea now. I ended up looking like a blotchy. I ended up looking like I had a rash. That's what happened. There's still pictures of it. And it's kind of cute. I'm kind of cute. I do have to admit. But I just never really got into Halloween, and I'm not into it now. But I'm making sure that the kids are having their Halloween time so that they can enjoy it. So with Halloween right around the corner, I think it's important that we take time to look on the flip side of things and how Halloween may not be good for our kids and how it may in fact be a doorway, a portal to hell. A portal to hell, letting in Satan. And so... Yes, Chrissy. Of course. And so when we get back, Carol Kornacki was back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, was a very famous former witch who used to run around telling about the perils and pitfalls of Halloween and this one day a year when the portal to hell opens up and allows all the demons and witchcraft. Yes.
I'm just picturing it opening up.
Just a bunch of Carol Kornackis, like Midwestern women. With their,
out of like a pothole.
Yeah, with their Laura Ashley dresses on, like, flying around.
That would be scary.
If you went to a Laura Ashley in the 80s, that was a portal to hell right there. I don't know what was going on in back, but I'm sure it couldn't have been any good. All right, so let's take a break, and when we get back, we'll hear from Carol.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you can make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Okay, and we're back. We're here. I'd like you to take a listen, Chrissy, to the... I just want I just want you to be aware. I know Halloween's a favorite holiday of yours.
Yes, it is.
But I just want you to be aware of some of the warning signs in case, you know, all that fun starts to turn into, like, you know, a bloody vampire romp and people are getting murdered and dismembered. And
okay, let's see what she's got to say. I'm open.
I hope you're up on your Bible verses. Okay, here we go. Carol Kornacki, by the way, Christ from Christ Ministries.
Their priests were called the Druids, or referred to as sorcerers, wise men. They dabbled in darkness and death. They were evil.
I love that.
Dabbling.
Yeah, it's hard to take that voice seriously. Dabbled in darkness and death. From testimony from a former witch.
It was said that they drank blood. It was known that the Druids drank blood and were involved in human sacrifice. They believed that...
Yeah, because Christians were never bloodthirsty either.
Right.
Come on, Carol, get it together.
Stonehenge in England was built by these priests, and that it was a place of human sacrifice.
I'm sorry, I'm picturing priests, like, trying to prop up those big, huge rocks.
This'll fool them. This is a great place for Satan worship. And in the background, there's a picture of a lady standing in front of lions?
I don't know what's
Are those
going
lions
on there.
Or lambs or dogs or what's going on there?
I don't know. Coyotes? Yeah. Wolves?
I don't know. It's interesting.
Stories have it and legend has it and
Chicken?
Fact.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a weird photograph.
In history has it that these Druids on the eve of Samhain, October 31st, would take wicker baskets.
And they would fill them with ghostly treats like, I don't know, Fruit Loops, Fig Newtons.
Suckers.
Suckers, that's right. The portals to Satanism.
Humans in them. And stuff.
Oh, that's a different kind of treat.
Humans in the wicker baskets?
Here, have a finger. My name is Ed Gein.
Them ablaze and burn humans, listening to them screeching and screaming as sacrifices to the god of the dead.
That's a big wicker basket. Put a whole human in there?
Yeah. And that they're not even dead.
No, you just throw them in there and set them on fire. Yeah. Who hasn't? It's Halloween. What's Halloween without a wicker basket fire full of humans?
The Grim Reaper. These evil druids celebrated Halloween with great excitement. It was said at a time when all the evil...
Has this woman ever enjoyed an orgasm, do you think?
Mm.
Probably when she was a witch.
Back
in her witch days.
The wicked spirits were loose to come out of their dark abode and walk the earth, tormenting the humans. And so the druids taught the Celts, taught them to dress up in weird, ghoulish outfits and put out little
human heads for people to eat. Little fruit baskets. What?
Send vegetables on their porches of their homes so that these wicked, evil ghouls and fairies and spirits would not harm their home or attack their
the
livestock.
Vegetables and the fruits were the that kept it away.
And it wards off all the evil, murderous ghouls and goblins. You say, hey, I know you want
Here's an apple and a zucchini. Stay away.
I know you want my firstborn, but listen, what about some zucchini? You like a gourd? I got a couple gourds. They're not, I don't like them, but you might like them. Snap peas? Hey, get those frozen snap peas, honey. The ghouls and goblins are here to take you away.
It was almost like a treat so that the spirits wouldn't do mischief, a trick. Every time your child chants trick or treat, he is again repeating an age-old pagan festival.
Trick or treat.
Oh,
trick
God.
Or treat.
Listen, Halloween's going to be miserable this year. Kids, you can't say trick or treat anymore. Say, I don't know. Dick or meat.
Candy.
Yeah. Say I want candy. Say dick or meat.
He is partaking in an age-old pagan festival of death.
Oh, spirit. Wow.
It's hard to believe that my two-year-old, when trick or treat, is opening up a portal to pagan Gospels.
Repeating ancient
pagan rituals. Right.
Called up by Sam Hagen, the god of the dead.
Sammy Hagar? What?
We were just talking about
that. I know. Gavo Wavo? Say it ain't so.
Wander the earth. For a while, the people were able in Scotland and England and Europe there to appease them with their little offerings of food, their treats. But the demand got greater as the wickedness grew.
Ah, yes, the greedy goblins and ghouls and zombies of the afterworld. Always want more.
And the druids would then instruct the people that these little food treats were not enough. Now, these spirits were demanding a larger sacrifice. And so the townspeople would begin to bring animal sacrifices, cats and dogs.
Chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Tiny little...
shaped like a little pumpkin.
Roast beef sandwiches from Arby's. Where's the meat? That's how Where's the Meats got started. It's a pagan ritual.
Lambs. And at times, as the increase of demand came, they would literally take goats and slaughter them for the wicked spirits and take the heads of the goats and put them on sticks to be seen, representing the sacrifice offered to Samhain, the god of the dead, that his wicked and evil spirits...
I haven't heard of Samhain.
No, I haven't heard of Samhain either, but I didn't know Sam was an ancient
god
name.
God of the dead?
Yeah, let's see. Hold on one second. We got to talk to ChatTCB about this, quite frankly. Hold on one second. Because I didn't know Samhain was so... Okay, here, let's see here. Hey, chat, who is Samhain when it comes to the druids and Halloween lore?
Absolutely. I'm right here. Just let me know what you need and we'll dive right in.
I need to know who Samhain is as it pertains to Halloween.
Sure. So Samhain, pronounced a bit like salmon, is actually an ancient Celtic festival, not a person. It's basically the historical...
She hasn't heard of it either.
Celebrated around October 31st to November the 1st, Samhain marked the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter in Gaelic culture. People believed that during Samhain, the boundary between the living world and the spirit world got really thin, so spirits could cross over more easily. A lot of Halloween traditions we have today, like dressing up in costumes, are rooted in those old Samhain customs meant to ward off or mimic spirits. So, in a nutshell, Samhain is kind of the ancestor of Halloween.
But so, that's an actual festival,
yeah, that's
not
an actual festival.
God of the Dead.
Yeah, it's a day. It's not a God of the Dead. So, and by the way, I can guarantee that a lot of the things that she's saying here are just pure conjecture. She's making it up whole cloth. Or... it's a misinterpretation, religious interpretation meant to suit her needs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of words in the Bible, and you could pretty much find any argument or support any argument with some of those words.
Would do them no harm. It is also...
But imagine it's 1986, 4, 5, whatever it is, and your parents are sitting there watching her talk about Samhain. And your dad and mom are like, Samhain? I'll be goddamned if my kids are going to worship Samhain.
Believed in it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I studied as a practicing witch that the 31st was a time when Diana, the goddess that I worshipped as a practicing witch, would go into a deep sleep.
Diana.
Diana, the ancient witch, Diana.
That's who she worships.
Yes, she was a witch.
Okay. Because in witchcraft, you believe in different gods, Diana being the major one, when I practiced.
It was back when I practiced, it was Diana. Yeah. Now it's Suzanne. I don't know. They keep switching it up.
Thought that as she slept, you could come in great communication with the dead. It was said that on this particular day, that the screen between life and death was very thin. As wickedness grew in those days and Halloween, or Soween as it is called, was celebrated.
Soween. I bet that's bullshit too.
Yeah.
Man became greater, and now humans were demanded.
Why was wickedness just spreading exponentially from when they started?
I don't know. And why are the dead people so wicked? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Women grew some dressed-up outfits to entertain the wicked spirits, to partake of their evil on that evening. and they would come to the homes of these innocent villagers, and they would come up demanding a virgin as a sacrifice.
Oh, here we go. It's always the virgins.
We need a virgin.
Virgins. Well, I'm not a virgin. So pick someone else. That's why you got to get laid as soon as possible, kids. That way,
ward off the spirits.
Yes, when Suween comes, mm-hmm. he doesn't end up taking you.
The New Year celebration, October 31st. They would tell these frightened families that if you did not give us a virgin sacrifice to appease the wicked spirits.
Well, what if they didn't have a virgin?
Yeah, I don't. And when in history did this happen? If you don't give us a, if you ain't got a virgin, we'll take one of your heifers. And if that heifer is unclean or also not a virgin, we'll take one of your sheep. And if your sheep isn't there, do you have a hand available? Like a hand shanty, please.
Someone in your house would die. By morning, that virgin must be offered. And they would go off in these ghoulish outfits. If a child was...
She's so dramatic. She's telling a campfire.
Yeah,
this is a campfire tale.
Not produced by daybreak, a blood hexagram was put on the home of that parent.
Oh.
Marked.
With an evil face.
On the home of that parent. My God.
On the door, right there, right when you woke up.
Blood
well,
hexagram.
Shit, honey. 2 years in a row, we done got the blood hexagram. Now, where's little Jeannie Lou? Well, shit. We better get to fucking. We're going to need a new virgin for next year.
Jeez.
To a squash in those days, or a pumpkin, setting on their porch with burning coal within, lighting up this gruesome face.
Ooh.
And if the virgin wasn't produced, the family would die. It is meant for...
The family would die. That's it.
Caroline, you're a bundle of fun. You're a bucket of laughs.
I want to know how she got from witch to where she's at now.
There are videos of that, and I had considered reviewing that, but it's very heavy on the scripture, and
yeah.
I don't want to sit and listen to all that shit.
Yeah.
Evil. This.
Oh, by the way, she's holding up one of those that every child of a certain age had in their front window.
Oh, yeah.
A picture of a cartoon witch riding a broomstick mm-hmm. with bats flying around her head. You know, you'd stick them on your mm-hmm. front window. And,
or your door.
Or your door.
Is not cute, ladies and gentlemen. This is a representation whose roots are in Satanism.
But there's a cute little cat behind her.
I know.
I mean,
peeking out over.
Yeah, come on.
This is nothing that God honors or wants in your home.
You talk to him personally? He called you up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking for a friend. You and God are in commune, are you?
It's a time when we have to ask ourselves, do I want my children out celebrating a holiday when I know for a fact the newspapers, the secular newspapers, will report the highest amount of break-ins into animal shelters?
What? I didn't expect it to go there. Break-ins into animal shelters. Okay.
Oh, my God. This is, I mean, she is just so full of shit trying to make her point. Is it true that the number one day for animal shelter break-ins is on Halloween?
You know, it's a fascinating but kind of eerie little fact. Halloween does tend to see a bit of a spike in some weird incidents, and animal shelter break-ins can be one of them. It's mostly because there's that old superstition around black cats, and unfortunately some people doing not so nice things on Halloween night. Shelters actually sometimes take extra precautions to keep animals safe around that time. So it's kind of a good reminder that Halloween has all these interesting and sometimes a little darker layers to it beyond just the fun costumes and candy.
Okay, so what's being reported a lot is that people are taking black cats from the shelters.
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah,
one of the big
exactly.
concerns that tends to...
Okay.
All right, well...
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, we'll score one for Carol there. But on the same note, it's likely that what Carol is telling you is to scare you,
yes.
when in fact the truth, while weird... is a lot less threatening than what she's saying.
Find the highest amount of animals that have been dissected bled, murdered, sacrificed. It is a time when there's a
dissected, chopped up, and put into smoothies. Matcha teas full of little tiny puppies. Puppy matchas. Chrissy, could you deal with the reality of Halloween?
Frenzy of murder. This is not a time of celebration and candy. Do you want your children out, walking around, partaking, knowing?
I'll take any time away from my children, to be honest with you. Go ahead. Go to the shelters or whatever. Go dice up the puppy smoothies. I just need a break.
That it is a celebration, a holy day of the God of the dead. Can you absolutely, with a clear mind, hearing these things and knowing its root, say that God doesn't mind? You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, regard...
Ah, Deuteronomy. The scariest of all Bible chapters.
Deuteronomy.
Them not that do sorcery and witchcraft, that are spiritualists. If you look and you find out what regard them not means, it literally means have nothing to do with them. The Lord expressly states...
Regard them not means have nothing to do with
them. Thank you for the translation.
Yeah, thank you for the translation. We didn't know English, but now we do.
This reason, I will drive them out of the lands before you because they are an abomination. Those people who regard sorcery, witchcraft, spiritualism, the occult, and the practice of what they hold sacred is an abomination to God.
Yeah, but there's always the hottest girls. You know, the goth ones. They're always the hottest. They make good music. They have good sex. I mean, I only know because I'm sure. Yeah, I dated one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the boys do, too. I dated more than one. I mean, listen, this is a well-known fact that the ones who open up the portals to pagan old rituals, they're great in bed. Okay? What do you want me to say?
And those that partake are partaking of that which God calls an abundance. What do I tell my
kids? What happened there?
I don't know.
Kids, when I say to them, you won't be going out this year. We won't be celebrating or acknowledging a holy day that witches throughout the world will celebrate.
They instantly become the weirdest kids in school. That's what happens. Now, I know that there are people who have religions that do not celebrate. Like, there are certain religions that do not celebrate Halloween. There are certain cultures that do not celebrate Halloween. But if you walk in and say, I'm not going to be opening up a door to the pagan, rituals of the druids because mommy said so, then I could guarantee you, I don't know, you might not be sitting
and
next to someone at lunch.
And also the crying and screaming that will go on will be like a door has been opened to hell.
Yes. I dress my kids up as Mickey fucking Mouse and Gabby Dollhouse and Peppa Pig. And when I got older, yes, did I have scary masks? Of course, because that's what teenagers do. They get interested in the dark side of life. You start to understand that there are other things in life besides all the Mickey Mouse, Peppa Pigs, Gabby Dollhouses of the world. You start to realize that the world is sometimes black and not always white, is sometimes white and not always black, and all the other things,
plus
evil and not good.
Movies.
Yeah, plus there's scary movies. Scary movies are what teenagers like.
Yes.
You liked them too when you were a teenager. Look at you. You were a witch. Mm-hmm. You admitted on another show you used to sleep on graves because you thought that was the thing to do. Yeah. And you really swung very far to the
opposite. Very far.
You are now a fucking fun sponge, and we will hear more when we get back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
The weird thing is I do remember this lady, like, from my childhood. Mm. I remember her being on television shows. Like,
she does look familiar.
Oprah or Donahue or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks familiar. She sounds familiar. Okay, here she goes.
It's rooted in evil and death. That is literally a night for Satan and wicked, evil demons to walk the earth. What do you say to your kids? I'm going to tell you what you say to your kids.
Okay, I say, kids, have fun. And
don't talk to ghouls.
And don't eat any of the Reese's Pieces or the Kit Kats. Save those for daddy. And if you get murdered by a monstrous beast, please bequeath me your candy basket. Thank you.
You tell your kids the truth. You tell your children the truth. You explain these things to them. You say, well, Carol, you know, it's gory and it seems kind of icky. How do I tell my children these things? Ladies and gentlemen, they see enough and hear enough between television and what they learn at school and what they hear through music that I don't think anything you can share in honesty considering this holiday is icky and weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
You're going to tell them weird stuff and then they're going to go
about the druids and human sacrifice.
And burning people in wicker baskets and Sammy Hagar is the devil. And he was just in a couple years in Van Halen. I mean, I didn't like him either, but, you know, whatever.
I think we need to sit our children down and teach them in the way that they should go and tell them, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot redeem Halloween. You cannot go out with a clear conscience partaking in a holiday that is rooted in Satanism. That during that night when your children are parading the streets, dressed up in, you may say, well, I don't dress my children up in anything ghoulish. My little girl goes out as an angel, or my little boy is dressed up as a shepherd.
She's speaking to your point.
Yeah, she's speaking to my point. Here we go. She's about to knock my whole Halloween off its blocks.
It is a day of celebration that comes from darkness and evil 4,000 years old.
I mean, she is a buzzkill.
Yeah, she is a fucking, really like a wet sponge. There's nothing fun about this lady. I would not want her at any of my parties.
No.
You are disinvited to any commercial break party that we will ever think and then not do throwing.
It's a day that celebrates death and murder and violence. And while our children are out partaking, death and murder and violence will be occurring in this country and countries throughout this world. I wanted so badly on that day, because of my practice of witchcraft, to communicate with the dead. I knew that through my study and my involvement.
This lady, if she was in fact ever a witch, which I...
question.
Mm-hmm. This is long before the internet, you could do research. I highly question this. Or if she's manufactured by the church or some religious organization.
To give some credibility. Right.
Yeah. Some credibility.
Perspective.
Yeah. But if she was a witch, then she's seen some shit, you know? And she must know that that's much more fun than all this bullshit.
That it was a day
that
when
they make as much money is the thing.
Well, that's true.
You know,
it's always the
you don't
one.
Get the donations.
Yeah, that's right. You start saying Deuteronomy and people pass up the basket.
It's a very thin cloud that I could pass through. It was during this time in preparation for the Eve of Samhain. I would prepare myself with all kinds of spells and things for that particular night. And it was on that night that I would desire to go deeper into communication with spirits. And through that, I became very deeply possessed by the spirits that I invited in for what I thought was power. This was the great night, the holy day of
the day of orgies, crystal meth, and hot bikers pounding us all from behind on a grave, desecrating a grave somewhere.
And hand, the celebration of death. Ladies and gentlemen, as I sit back today, and I...
Ladies and gentlemen of the court! That's what she sounds like, a lawyer.
See some of the most precious, innocent Christians, as well as people that are not Christians, yielding their children to the celebration of death and blood. Death and fire, it was called back in the days of the Druids. It breaks my heart to think what an in that Satan gets into the homes. When we know, you know, Jesus said when you human sacrifice.
Oh, they're cutting out all the religious stuff for some reason.
Bonfires. You hear the expression bonfires.
God, bonfires really are came bad? From-
yeah, but damn. I was just with that, you know, that Mayan priestess and we had a bonfire. We're all the bonfires we can't do now. The bonfires are out. Trick or treat is out. Candy's out. Dressing up is out. Mm. I'm sure fucking's out. That's got to be out.
Oh, yeah. It,
the word bone fires.
Oh, bone fires. Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go.
As off.
Good old bone fire. I've been to a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, have I been to a bone fire or two? It usually comes with a couple hippies drumming on their congos.
Offering sacrificial offerings to powers of darkness on this particular night. Humans would burn, would be thrown into fires. Babies would be sacrificed.
Babies?
What? God. At the bone fire? It sounds like so much fun. Why would you sacrifice babies at the bone fire?
Oh, God.
When you look at some of the decorations that we put around their house, you have to wonder the root and the purpose. Let's look at this one, for example. Girls and this jack-o'-lantern with a cute little smiling face.
Yes.
And it all looks so innocent and cute, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes.
But that's not the root. Mm. Where this came from, just because you change the faces, it doesn't change where it came from and what it really represents. But it's got to be made cute to draw you and your children. The little ghosts on each side represent the evil wandering spirits. They're ghouls who were demanded to give a virgin child.
And yet, oh my God.
Well, it's not happening anymore.
Yeah,
now it's turned to just candy.
That's
so
right.
Let's make the ghouls cute.
It's the marshmallow Stay Puff guy.
Yeah.
It's not the fucking you know, it's not some murderous ghoul. That looks like the cutest ghost I have ever seen.
No, it's like a little Casper.
Yeah. And they're not drawing you into anything. You are taking it too far. Now, I know this is like 20 years ago, 30 years ago that this was put out, 40 years ago this was put out. So, Carol, I hope you've chilled out since then, or you might not even be around anymore. But honestly, I've never thought, even in like my most kind of teenage darkness years, like when I was listening to Metallica and Megadeth and rah, right? I never really bought into the whole Satanism thing. It was never like, I knew people who thought they were buying into the Satanism thing. I knew stories of people, like urban legends of people who went down the certain road and saw the Satanist, blah, 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 blah.
Well, there are Satanist people, but they don't just celebrate on Halloween.
No. And paganism, which some people refer to as Satanism, can often be a celebration of Mother Earth and people twist it up into this weird, you know, fighting for evil. Now, I'm sure there's people. Sure, there's people out there who worship the nature, the negativity of evil. I'm sure of it. But this is not generally how most people are celebrating Halloween. They're getting dressed up in tight outfits and going to a bar and getting smashed with their friends.
Yes.
Or they're dressing up as Peppa Pig and they're knocking on someone's door, hoping to get another sucker from someone else.
Yeah.
That's typically how it goes. It's not. This is not what Carol claims that it is. Not anymore. Maybe it has its roots in some weird bullshit.
But that's not anymore.
Yeah, but so does the Bible, Carol. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were sacrificing lambs. Killing Christians, hunting people down because they didn't believe in this or didn't believe in that.
Yep.
So come on, let's get it together, Carol.
Oh, Carol and Sam and Diana.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar and Dirty Diana. And
yeah.
I really hope that Carol, at some point in the last 40 years, you know, I don't know, watched Love Is Blind or.
Which, by the way, have you caught up on yet?
50 Shades of Grey and. Had an orgasm. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't started to watch it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's Love Is Blind.
Yeah, there's some drama that they're creating that makes it good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm watching Slow Horses right now. I just finished, as we talked about, the Ed Gein story.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm up to date on Task.
Yes, such a good show.
Task is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. It is amazing. It should win every award. Mark Ruffalo gives another
He's
amazing
so good.
Performance.
Yeah, it is a great show.
He is one of the actors of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the other guy who plays the other guy.
Yes, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie. Jamie? Is that his name?
Plays Jamie.
Is his name Jamie?
I think it was Jamie.
Who is in Task? Let's see here. Who's the actor, though? Task cast.
You gotta watch the extras.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Pelfrey is Robbie.
Robbie.
Tom Pelfrey is Robbie.
He's really good.
He is so fucking good. He's from Guiding Light.
I knew he looked familiar.
He's from Guiding Light.
I knew he looked familiar.
God damn, did he turn into such a superstar in this show. He's so fucking good in this show.
So good.
Okay, anyway, go watch Task if you're not watching it. It's available on HBO. One more episode left. Maybe just wait and then get it all done with in one day. So good. But I'll catch up on Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it all next week. Chrissy's back. Everyone's back. Keep an eye out for after the break. More information will follow here on the commercial break. And what else? Next week, Nacho Redondo from EDN here with me in studio. So please tune in on Tuesday. TCBpodcast.com, at the commercial break on Instagram, YouTube.com/the commercial break, and 212-433-3TCB. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Okay, Chrissy. That's all I can do today.
I think so.
I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Five 30!